I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan's now pledging not to expel any more aid groups, especially those in Darfur. It's a flip of Monday's threat to end foreign aid presence within the year. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they had been considering a project in southern Sudan, but it's on hold for now. Keep praying. There are many obstacles in front of a new ministry.
Pray that ministries will have wisdom in knowing how to deal with the situation, and of course that God might change the hearts of leaders in Sudan, and that the motivations that they have would become manifest.
Elsewhere, Grace Ministries International's team in Tanzania reports some good news. A missionary aviation outreach has resumed its medical fly-in clinic in Kapenta. A team of doctors comes with medicines to Kapenta to provide medical care to the area one day a month. It's a service to the GMI team because they're working in a bush outpost. New outreach and development are taking place with a special focus on sanitation, agriculture, and evangelism. In the process, many are hearing the gospel. And finally,
our first MAF Kodiak, he's flaring out, power's coming back, and the airplane, this is really cool, the airplane's touched down.
That's Mission Aviation Fellowship's Gene Jordan describing the touchdown of their first Kodiak 100 airplane delivered yesterday at their headquarters in Nampa, Idaho. He says this plane will replace the old Cessnas. Not only will the jet-fueled Kodiak save money on fuel, they're larger.
Each of our pilots can do in one flight what normally happens in three flights of a Cessna 206.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, community, and households around the world, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.